Hi, it's Corey Chambers, your real estate broker in Los Angeles with NTAR, Real Estate and Financial Technologies. In a moment, I'll share with you some valuable information about this topic. Thanks for joining me as we're walking Zizix the Whoopee Puppy in Los Angeles. We're going to talk about Drew Barrymore, the actress Drew Barrymore. She's an actress, producer, and successful business person. And she is the subject, actually it's her real estate. Drew Barrymore and her real estate, her homes, that are the topic today in the LA Loft blog, www.laloftblog.com. And she, being so successful, more successful than I thought, has, you know, quite a few notable properties she's been involved with. If you see any properties that are of interest to you, let us know. We will gladly send you a property information packet on any loft, condo, or house, or a private preview is available upon request. Gladly. For some reason, I'm not able to say that word anymore. Right. So, if you have a home you'd like to sell, you should know that I will guarantee the sale of your present home. I'll tell you more about that later. Drew Barrymore. I first noticed her when I was a teenager in high school and saw the movie E.T. And she was a little girl with a big personality in the movie. And so later on, I saw her in some other movies that were, you know, interesting movies, playing interesting characters. And then she, you know, got a lot of roles because she's a good actress and she's got that big personality. She's got that je ne sais quoi. She's got the it factor of a major A-list celebrity. So that is what she became. And Spielberg recognized that when he put her in E.T. Although I think she might have been the biggest star in E.T. as a young child, but still unknown at the time. So now she's very well known, very famous, totally A-list celebrity. And but she's also known for having that child, you know, some drug problems, substance abuse. But she never became a loser, I don't think, or at least not for any extended period of time. She got treatment. She said she went to a really strong treatment program that was like boot camp for a year and a half. So that apparently helped her quite a bit. But that partially because she had also the strong character and fortitude and success factors to go with that strong program. So the result is she has had a great career as an actress, a producer, and as a business person, and has purchased lots of real estate, lots of properties that are quite notable and admirable, substantial real estate holdings. So we have a bunch of those, I think about five of them, that we talk about in the LA Loft blog today. So take a look at that. Drew Barrymore's home, her properties, her portfolio of real estate, all over the place. Los Angeles, Santa Barbara, Hawaii, and New York. Take a look at all the details. We got extra details, put them all together for you in one spot on the LA Loft blog, www.laloftblog.com. Someone just sent me an email today saying, I don't want a loft. Okay. Well, most of the properties on the LA Loft Blog are not lofts. Most of them are condos, apartments, and single-family homes. There's just a lot of lofts on there, but most of them are not lofts. So just take a look, and I believe most of the properties that I have helped people to transact over the last year or two have, I'd imagine a good half of them have not been lofts. They've been condos, studio apartment condominiums. Some of them have been lofts. Some have been single family homes. So, and apartments, townhomes. So, yeah, just because we talk about lofts does not mean that we only do lofts. I think we usually specify that. In fact, I think you hear me say that every day. Help people with lofts, condos, apartments, and single-family homes, houses with character. And so that's the category that we're talking about. When we talk about lofts, we're talking about unique properties with character that people walk in, they say, wow. A lot of them have, some of them are houses, high ceilings, vaulted ceilings, exposed wood beams, you know, lots of openness, lots of character, lots of, you know, just especially open floor plans for single family homes are popular now. The open kitchen to the great room. So it's no longer a, you know, small or medium-sized living room next to a small kitchen, enclosed kitchen, next to a small enclosed dining room. People don't want that anymore. They want the great room. The great room is a big living room with vaulted ceilings that is opened to the kitchen. Kitchen's open to the living room. And the dining area, they mean, and people don't care if there's a separate dining room, usually. But a separate dining area that's part of the great room and kitchen is what people want. Either a small breakfast nook or a just big open area, dining area that's part of the great room and part of the open kitchen. So yes, that's what we help people with, and we just did, and not only that, but other properties with character. We just did a blog post, yesterday or the day before, about lighthouse homes. Living in a lighthouse, buying a lighthouse at auction for $10,000 or whatever, and then turning it into a home. Or if it's one of these remote lighthouses, just make it into a vacation home, a short-term vacation stay rental with a lot of character, and people will pay a lot of money to stay in a lighthouse for a few days or a few weeks. All right, so that is what we are talking about. Again, actress Drew Barrymore is in the LA Loft blog. Check out her properties, www.laloftblog.com. I'm Corey Chambers, your real estate broker in Los Angeles with NTAR, Real Estate and Financial Technologies. Looking forward to talking to you again very soon. In the meantime, find out how much your home is worth. Find out how much your neighbor's home's sold for. Get a free online home evaluation at www.homeevals.com. That's HOMEEVALS, homeevals.com. And if you have a home you'd like to sell, you should know that I will guarantee the sale of your present home at a price acceptable to you, or I'll buy it for cash. This guarantee will allow you to buy your next home without worrying about selling your present home. To find out how much you could sell your home for, call me at 213-880-9910. Corey Chambers, Los Angeles. Talk to you again very soon. Bye-bye.